The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We're going to play this down in the DM breakdown, obviously, in today's episode. Most Fridays, right? We upload this into the content.
Most of them.
Some man is already attacking me on Instagram over this down in the DM breakdown. Sir, settle down.
Well,
okay?
He was kind of attacking me because he was like, why aren't you standing up for guys? Dana's always trying to beat up on the guys,
Cheat. You think he's ever sent a message like that to some show where a man is on the front mic? No. That proves right there that man is biased against women.
I do know that you have a bias for women because you are constantly just saying like women can do no wrong.
It is not that women can do no wrong. Women do cheat. We've found that out on Down in the DM. But it is not in a woman's nature. And when we look at facts, as in numbers, more men cheat. There are more single women. 81% of single parents are women.
We're going
to talk about facts, or we're going to talk about fodder?
What we're going to talk about is the Vegas Venmo DM that we're going to break down.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Of course we're going to talk about this one, because I think she's cheating. I don't know. Here's today's episode. Let's talk a little bit about that WTF and speak on the tape.
The tasteless tape.
Tasteless tape, but you put it on a burrito to keep the burrito together. I think it's a good idea, but have you Automatic or Anthony A., had an idea in your head, you're like, this is a great invention. I could do this.
Yeah, I had an idea with my ex-girlfriend. I actually looked her in the face and said, learn how to wrap a burrito better. You don't have to use tape.
I hate you.
I just feel like the burrito, here's the thing about the burrito tape. It's further away from our culture, our real ancestors.
It's real Latinx of you,
yeah,
Dana.
Dude, we're getting real out there now, dude.
Anyway, so none of you have is an invention. That's what it is.
Oh, no. The one thing I thought would be a cool invention was to be a selfie locator, right? Like, it's an app that wherever you're at in the city, whatever city you go to, say you fly somewhere, you've never been there.
Best selfie places?
Yeah, and it has the best selfie places. That was cool until I realized serial murderers can use it too. Then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna have to.
Where's she at? Taking that selfie.
I'm almost positive that already exists.
Ah, damn it.
DJ Automatic?
I don't know. No, I'm not an inventor.
I have an idea. Why are you yelling?
I'm still mad about your burrito tape, okay?
I have an invention idea that I really wanted to do. The man bib. I've talked about it for a long time.
The bib. Okay.
Yeah, because Otto, I mean, I know this is silly.
It's just another chance for her to try to beat up on me.
No. You spill on your shirts all the time and you get freaked out. And now he knows, like running and put Dawn on it or whatever. But if we're out in public, he still spills and there ain't no Dawn around.
So is this an actual just a bib?
She wants to make me a baby, a full grown man baby.
You're not the only person who struggles with this Automatic.
Exactly,
a lot of times people wear white and, you know, maybe a mib is what you need. I'm just wondering about the design of this. Is this like, am I going to have to look like I'm wearing an actual mib on my thing?
That's what I'm saying.
Or we're going to make it man style.
Yeah, dude, it got to be smooth.
Are you going to come wipe my mouth for me too?
Well, have you been around Automatic when he eats? I might need to. Here's more of the podcast now. Well, this morning we found out how strong one of our co-hosts is. Hey, good morning. Oh, it's Friday. We made it. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony.
Anthony sends us a text message. I'm running late. Electricity went out, which I know because it went out all over the city. And I can't get my gate open.
And
then Otto said, put that Fiat on the back of your shoulders and climb that gate, sir.
I really did think you were going to throw it on like a backpack. Jump over the gate.
Let's unpack this for those who don't know what's going on. I drive a Fiat regularly. And
the Fiat.
Yes, thank you for appreciating that nickname. And I was locked inside my apartment complex.
Scary.
Which I was like, damn, dude, if I didn't have rent due, I would probably not. I would just call in this whole day. I'd be like, you know what, guys? I'm stuck, can't get out.
But tell them how you got it open, you and your bud. Man.
Right when I sent you guys that text message, I was going to turn around. I was like, maybe I could Uber to work or whatever and just figure it out later. Yeah. Boom, I turned around and the yoga homie was out there looking at that
gate.
You're
the only two guys that got to be at work at the butt crack of dawn.
I don't know what kind of yoga homies you have, but he's like an older Chicano man with a beard and nice skin. Yeah. And I seen him eyeing it down, and then his granola girlfriend got out and they pushed it. So I jumped in line and we moved the whole thing for the whole community.
Yes!
So.
You're going to get billed for a broken gate.
Yeah. I'm just glad you made it on time. I hate when the electricity goes out. It just reminds me of how vulnerable we are as a society.
True.
Yep. No air conditioning. Oh, no, no refrigeration? Well, yeah, no,
all
scary.
That's true. But then, you know, the silver lining is that I united with one of my community members.
Shout out to the yoga.
Yeah, dude, it felt like a real village movement type
of thing. What are they called? Yogis.
Yeah.
The yogi. No, you know what I want? I want to go to Chicano yoga. Yeah. What was that? National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we will kick this one off with International Beer Day. I should buy my yoga guy a beer.
I don't like beer.
Okay, damn, dude, what's up? All right, we also got National Underwear Day.
I like underwear,
dude, this is fun. Yo, we also have National Work Like a Dog Day. So get out there and get it today, y'all.
Hey, we work like dogs.
We do that every day.
But our dogs don't even work. They're lazy.
We gotta do something about that term. All right, it's also National Water Balloon Day, but we'll wrap it up on National Oyster Day.
Oh, I love good oysters. Do you know the bigger the oyster, they're less flavorful? It's the little ones that have the most flavor. I learned that. You took me to eat seafood on the coast in New York, Otto.
I don't remember that, but I just love oysters. I like just taking them raw.
You don't remember because you were drinking with your oysters. Do you drink beer with oysters? You do, right?
You drink anything with oysters.
Yeah, I do. And you eat anything with a beer.
And hold on. They're also a natural aphrodisiac. If you feel a little, you know, whatever, give your man some oysters, ladies.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Ooh, we are breaking down one of the biggest down in the DMs we've ever done. You remember when Mike hit us up about his girl Jackie and that Venmo charge?
Oh.
Yeah, she was lying to him about what she's spending her money on.
I don't think she's cheating, but I also feel like she's lying.
Why do you feel like she's lying? What happened?
Jackie said she's going to visit her parents, but she's going to Vegas. I know.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
How did you find out about the whole Vegas thing?
I saw an email from Venmo.
Now, Anthony A. is pretending to be a credit card rep, basically like from Venmo,
yeah,
right?
To watch out for fraud.
Yeah, so we're going to find out, did it go down with Jackie?
Those are your charges, correct, through Venmo?
Well, I didn't know you could see the description there. Yeah, that was me, though. I was just sending, money to my friend for a hotel room.
Perfect. That's all I wanted to do is confirm that and, make sure we've been having
a lot
of...
Are you really going to me about going to Vegas?
What?
You heard me? Are you really... Why? Why would you lie about that?
Mike? Well, we're about to find out why she lied about that. Apparently, she is up to something, and Mike is about to be really disappointed.
Are you going with Crystal?
Yeah, I'm going with Crystal, but I'm just telling you,
she's gone. She hung up.
Dude, who's Crystal?
Yeah, who is Crystal?
It's her best friend. They used to hook up in college.
Oh.
Yeah, he's not happy. He wasn't invited.
Damn, bro.
So she's going to Vegas with a woman that she used to hook up with in college and lying about it, sending Venmo money. Venmo can catch you doing some rubber automatic when you told Anthony you saw him making moves on Venmo.
Dude. You didn't have your stuff private?
Yeah, make sure to put your Venmo purchases on private or else it'll be airing out all your stuff.
Well, I think that this guy figured out that he's not going to be in a relationship. You could hear him telling her right there, it's over. And 100%. Rightfully so.
Hell yeah, I'm breaking up.
Going with a girl to go do nasty things in Vegas.
Let's take a call right now. How you feeling about today's Down in the DM? Hello, who's this?
Oh my God, Dana, this is Cheyenne. I listen to your show every morning, and that Down in the DM was the f***ing riot right
now.
I had to call and see if you guys would answer, because I wanted to chime in and give my little 2 cents on it. And so if I were not to lie and just be like, hey, babe, I'm going to Vegas with my girl, and we may bump donuts, he would be like, send videos, have a f***ing blast.
It's the lie that would make him mad if you didn't tell the truth.
Yeah, it's the lie that would, he'd flat leave me over the lie. But if I was honest and was like, hey, because we have that in our relationship, he'd be like, just send me videos, girl time.
I love that, though. But you can't lie to your partner. If you can lie about one thing, you're going to lie about another.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. You're gonna
you
lie
love that?
Not the donut part, DJ Automatic. No, I'm saying
see
the
where
honesty.
My mind's at? See where the my honesty. Mind is?
Cheyenne, I love you. Call back anytime. Oh, Thank you for listening.
I love you guys, too. Have a great day.
Bye.
Cheyenne and her man got it different, huh?
Ah, yeah.
I don't want DJ Automatic to go off to Vegas with a woman or a man. It's cheating.
I guess I don't want you going off to there with a woman or a man either.
Okay.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
How to go back to school on a budget. Every parent wants to know. We're excited the kids are going back, but it is more expensive than ever to get those supplies done.
The parents.
And even if you've already bought everything this year, it's okay because you can apply this next year or midway through the school year. A lot of times kids need a reboot right halfway through. So I'm going to...
Well, I don't know any parent that's ready for the school year already.
No, it's just crazy, right? It just came so fast.
That's not ready or is ready?
No,
that is completely ready.
Not at all.
It's impossible.
No, not at all. I feel like everybody's scrambling. I work with that nonprofit who does the school drive. And even myself, when I went to, I didn't know. I signed up for 2 backpacks, bro.
Oh my God,
dude. And I'm like, yo, did I just buy the backpack and that's it? Like, no, you gotta fill it up.
You gotta fill it up,
yeah,
Anthony.
Yeah.
You can't just give
them
the backpack.
So, yeah, dude, I was, I did not. Shout out to the crayon section, about 100 bucks there, right? I was over there looking. I'm like, they don't need 16. They can only use the 8-pack of crayons. They don't. All right, I guess.
Look at you. You should have bought the 64.
I bought all of them, dude. The pencil sharpener and everything. All right. Okay. I'm eating ramen noodles, but all right. I bought them all everything. So tell me how I could have saved money.
So the number 5 thing you should do is spread out your shopping, which we've been doing automatically.
Do it all summer.
All summer long. A little clothing sale happening. Sale on, folders or whatnot. I'm picking them up. Number 4, save on clothing because you're looking at what the kids already have that still fit and still look good, still look fresh. Ooh. You donate the older stuff because there's always kids in need. Somebody going to rock that stuff that they've outgrown. But, wash the older stuff, iron it, make it look fresh. Because if it still fits, they can wear it. Number 3, make a back-to-school budget and stick to it. I'm going to buy you said folders, not those fancy ones that cost way
more
money.
You're not getting the picture folders, sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I always was so jealous of the kids with the picture folders. They always had their favorite cartoon or whatever
TV show.
To me,
I was like, those kids
are
rich.
Yeah.
Oh, like the ones that had like different pictures on it.
Yes.
Like
they had Spider-Man.
I don't really care about that. Do you think that it is like an opportunity for a teaching moment to teach your child to
Absolutely.
Be like, hey, this is how you shop on a budget. You can make it a thing.
You're going to sit down at the table and do this little budget list with them. Number 2, create and prioritize a list of back to school shopping needs. Okay, this is what you need. This is what we're buying. What you want is in another category for another day. Maybe we can do it another day. But the number 1 thing that I realized last year, I did this year and last year, is see what supplies you already have. Oh. My daughter was, I need pencils. I need this. I need that. I went through drawers in her room. I went through everything. I found about $25 worth of supplies that we didn't have to rebuy.
That's
because she'd been shoving them and putting them everywhere else. Even some of the folders and bigger binders that are expensive.
I thought you were going to give us like some kind of hack or something. All
that
this
is
like,
hack.
These are all like common sense things.
That's a good hack right there.
When did you do this?
Yeah. I don't need to. I got two.
Exactly.
You got used to school shopping automatic when you were a student. You barely went to class.
I never went to school, actually.
Your parents should have bought you anything.
Yeah.
No one
I didn't need
no picture folder.
Go get all of his old school supplies.
Guess who's the only one who graduated from college in here?
Oh,
nice,
gosh.
Dude. There you go.
True story. DJ Automatic's the only one with a degree in here. All right, if you like this list of ways to go back to school on a budget, please send me a DM now at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I am so excited to tell you that a group of engineering students at Johns Hopkins University invented a new product to keep your burrito from falling apart. It's called Tasty Tape. It's clear tape that you can eat.
What the?
You can eat the tape. Your burrito doesn't fall apart. Thank you very much.
No, it's over. I saw this.
Greatest invention online.
Ever.
This is a very controversial topic here inside
Why?
The Daily Cortez Show.
Because
I presented this last month for my burrito topic, and you go, "No, that's food news." And then now you're over here talking about burrito tape.
Because I finally realized how it works. You just tape the burrito shut. It's tasteless, and it keeps it closed.
How about roll it right?
Yeah. If you roll it right. It still comes out.
No, it doesn't. If you roll your burrito right, you don't have to worry about it.
If you have little tortillas, this
helps. Roll it right, roll it tight.
Dana, you are a proud Mexican-American and a Chicana woman, but pushing this burrito tape is the most Latinx thing you've ever done.
Yeah,
dude, what do you want? You want to get on cauliflower rice next?
No, I'm not. And my nanny used to put a little toothpick, and I would try to eat as close as I could to it, and I would poke my face.
Oh, yeah, look at you now. Too good for a toothpick.
I'm here for the tape, and hopefully it was a Mexican-American that invented the tape. We'll find out.
I'm taking you from your Latinx ways to the metaverse. So when you guys think of virtual reality, do you guys think of guys with like gaming headsets on?
Oh, yeah, I do. I think of that like a whole alternate universe in my mind.
So there was these two twins, well, obviously twins, conjoined at the head that were separated with the help of virtual reality in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
They worked with surgeons and London to execute a complex medical procedure. The virtual reality was used to recreate every detail of the boy's brains. Then it was used to rehearse the surgeries. It took 7 operations and a team of engineers and a medical staff to fully separate the twins. The boys are now 3 years old and are able to look into each other's eyes.
Oh, that is such a beautiful story.
They're just like walking NFTs.
That's right. For real. We need to invest in those two for sure.
Oh, man. What a crazy world we live in. With all the news you guys told me, I'm going to take you guys up to Canada.
Okay,
where a company in Canada is offering you $75,000 to eat candy at home.
Drake, get me in. Get me in, Drake. $75,000. I eat candy at home for free.
Bruh, same, dude. A Canadian sweets company that goes by Candy Funhouse is recruiting anybody over the age of 5, according to their LinkedIn post, where, yes, you will consume over 35 different 100 candies throughout the year and will have an average salary of above $75,000.
Does it come with a dental plan?
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I was shocked to see Cardi B come to the defense of Nicki Minaj. Aren't they beefing? Let's talk about this right now. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. And we got this story and more brought to you by Indeed.com. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have Jesse Williams celebrating his birthday and actress Olivia Holt celebrating her birthday.
All right, so we're going to start off with some very good news. Congratulations to John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. They're pregnant.
Oh!
And I remember, it's not quite been 2 years since they lost their son, Jack.
Yeah, that was sad.
And it was very sad, and Chrissy Teigen went through a lot of depression. And she said even now that she's a blur of emotions, going to these doctor visits, hearing the baby's heartbeat, knowing that it's okay. She's like, I want to share this with the world. And she took pictures of her baby bump wearing $500 Gucci panties.
Oh, nice, dude.
I just thought that was interesting.
I didn't know they had $500 panties.
None of us in here do.
Yeah, mine
usually poor.
Mine usually 5 for $20, dude. Still slide off the same, though. Wait, I don't wear panties.
That's what I was going to say. You saw me look at you, and I was like, I'm going to let him just
box
ride
breeze,
with that
box
one.
Box of breeze.
I don't know, Ant.
He's offered up a lot of information.
I saw that Victoria's Secret gift card.
I got
in
lost
wallet.
In my pursuit of humor. I am not Oscar De La Hoya. All right.
Damn, son.
Congratulations, Chrissy and John. I'm excited.
Why do you have to take down Oscar with you, okay?
You got to take somebody down. He just said he wore panties. You got to make people forget. All right. Bad Bunny is teamed up with Frito-Lay. He's holding a bag of Cheetos when announcing that they're donating $25,000 scholarships to 20 different Hispanic creators who are doing good for their community. Shout out, Bad Bunny. And now let's talk about Cardi B defending Nicki Minaj. I'm so glad because we've seen Cardi get attacked online by people doing it for clout. Cardi believes that this so-called alleged ex-employee of Nicki Minaj is doing it for the exact same reasons. For clout, it's hateful, it's against the law.
It's a money grab, too.
Thank you, DJ Automatic, and it's not fair, and I'm glad that no matter what's happening, she's defending her.
Why do you think that Cardi's defending her, though?
Because the truth is the truth.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And she's been had like this. She took that blogger to jail.
Do you think we could have like a Jay-Z and Nas situation where they come together on stage and start performing together?
Yes,
except Cardi B and Nicki Minaj will make a hit. Unlike Jay-Z and Nas, they failed us all.
Now that is true.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Let's talk a little bit about that WTF and speak on the tape.
The
tasteless
tape.
It's tasteless tape, but you put on a burrito to keep the burrito together. I think it's a good idea, but have you Automatic or Anthony A. had an idea in your head? You're like, this is a great invention. I could do this.
I had an idea with my ex-girlfriend. I actually looked her in the face and said, learn how to wrap a burrito better. You don't have to use tape.
I hate you.
I just feel like the burrito, here's the thing about the burrito tape. It's further away from our culture, our real ancestors.
It's real Latinx of you,
yeah,
Dana.
Dude, we're getting real out there now, dude.
Anyway, so yeah, none of you have is an invention. That's what it is.
Oh, no. The one thing I thought would be a cool invention was to be a selfie locator, right? Like, it's an app that wherever you're at in the city, whatever city you go to, say you fly somewhere, you've never been there.
Best
you
selfie get on places. There.
Yeah, and it has the best selfie places. That was cool until I realized serial murderers can use it too. Then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna have to.
Where's she at? Taking that selfie.
I'm not. And I'm almost positive that already exists.
Ah, damn it.
DJ Automatic?
I don't know. No, I'm not an inventor.
I have an
idea.
Why are you yelling?
Because I'm still mad about your burrito tape, okay?
I have an invention idea that I really wanted to do, the man bib. I've talked about it for a long time.
The man bib.
Yeah, because Otto, I mean, I know this is silly.
It's just another chance for her to try to beat up on me.
No. You spill on your shirts all the time and you get freaked out. And now he knows, like, running and put Dawn on it or whatever. But if we're out in public, he still spills and there ain't no Dawn around.
So is this an actual just a bib?
She wants to make me a baby, a full grown man baby.
You're not the only person who struggles with this automatic.
Exactly,
a lot of times
Anthony,
people wear white and, you know, maybe a mib is what you need. I'm just wondering about the design of this. Is this like, am I going to have to look like I'm wearing an actual mib on my.
Thing. That's what I'm saying.
Or we're going to make it man style.
Yeah, dude, it got to be smooth.
Are you
going to
come wipe my mouth for me, too?
Well, have you been around automatic when he eats? I might need to. Here's more of the podcast now.